8:13, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Arida, Tyler Gum, thanks for being with us here this morning. A collaboration between RFMS, DD Homes, KCCDD. Really neat thing is going to be going on called Best Fit. And we're going to find out all the details on this. Joining us here this morning from RFMS, she's the Regional Director of Therapy Services, Long-Term Care Support, is Marilyn Holt. Marilyn, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great, Tom. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in with us this morning. Also, the Director of Best Fit, Katie Bertelson. Katie, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good.
Well, good. Thanks for coming in with us here this morning. All right. Well, let's talk about, first off, tell us about Best Fit and what Best Fit is.
Well, Tom, for many years, we've thought, What if we could have a comprehensive exercise program for adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities? You know, we're kind of building on the Special Olympics to do something that we can meet the minimum exercise requirements for our adults that live in our group homes. And really and truly, the last few months have been the realization of a dream. The 708 Knox County Mental Health Board gave us funding to allow us to buy the specialized equipment that we need, and also to employ a director of Best Fit, and Katie Bertelson has been a great addition.
Well, and Katie, as the director of Best Fit, you're somebody who comes from an athletic background, and a lot of people remember your name from softball, not only at United, but at Southern Illinois University. So you've been involved in athletics your whole life. What was your interest in doing something like this?
Well, when I was at college, I did a lot of volunteering with the Special Olympics and playing wheelchair basketball with them. And when this opportunity came up, I just jumped on it. I have an aunt that works at DD Homes, and it was just something I just wanted to get involved with. And it has been so enjoyment and joyful. Everything you think of, it's been a dream job.
Well, and Marilyn, I guess the idea behind the whole thing, like you said, just getting at least that minimum amount of exercise that an adult needs. I mean, because sometimes, I guess, in the past, people, you know, maybe in the homes, you just sat around. And you need a little movement in your life, no matter what your level of physical disability or intellectual disability.
Well, you're exactly right. My expertise is aging. And, you know, we saw our clients that live in the group homes and in the community. As they age, we were seeing premature aging changes, the inability to stand on their feet, to transfer, to walk. And we wanted to remediate those kinds of unnecessary physical changes by introducing appropriate strength training and aerobic activity. Really, you should be training for aging when you're 20.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and this is a collaboration through many, many groups, not only DD Homes, KCCDD, the Y, I mean, just several entities that have all come together. You mentioned the 708 Board of Mental Health as well.
And one of the wonderful things about the process of the 708 Board and watching people apply for grants is to see how many great things there are in Knox County, how we can start coordinating those kinds of opportunities for our adults, not just our children with intellectual and developmental disabilities, but our adults. The YMCA has been so supportive.
Yeah, talk a little bit about that, because obviously, yes, you want to have an exercise program. You have to have a place to do it, though.
Yep. We have a place at KCCDD, but the Y has helped us out a ton. And on Friday nights, we've been having Friday Night Fitness, where we've brought in the colleges like Knox College, Sandberg, to come play sports with our athletes there at the Y, and they've helped us out any way we need to, and so they've loved playing sports with us.
Yeah, that's a really neat thing. So you get like you said, some people from the community involved as well, helping out. That's a really cool thing.
Yeah, and to see these students volunteer their time on a Friday night, and we had I would say maybe 60 volunteers Friday night.
60.
Wow!
And you know, to watch them and the patience they have to accommodate some people's disabilities. We had one young man and the older adult wanted to play catch for 45 minutes, and that's what the young man did. So meeting the person where they are.
Well, I guess something like this can't happen without volunteers.
Oh, yes, definitely. And everybody in the community so far has helped us out so much and wanting to volunteer, especially the athletes. Sandberg did a great job last week, and I was so impressed.
So a little bit later today, you're going to be having a ribbon cutting. Now, where exactly will that take place?
Well, we were very fortunate because when we first developed the program, it was for the senior center at the day training for KCCDD. And so Mark Rudolph very accommodatingly gave us a room right next to the senior center, a beautiful redecorated room. We were able to purchase the equipment these individuals need. You know, the average piece of equipment's about $6,000. You can't really use over-the-counter kinds of equipment. And the equipment we use can accommodate for a very non-disabled person, but also for a person who has cerebral palsy and can't move any of their extremities. Mm-hmm. But by getting them on that recumbent stepper, they can successfully exercise.
Marilyn Holt with RFMS, Long-Term Care and Support. She's the Regional Director of Therapy Services. Katie Bertelson, the Director of Best Fit, joining us here this morning. Well, let's talk about who is this program for. Is it for those living in DD homes? Is it for those that use KCCDD services? Or is this also for somebody who maybe they have somebody with intellectual or physical disabilities at home that don't utilize any of those services?
And you're exactly right. That's the thing we need to reach out for. Many people don't realize that many, many adults with IDD are living with their mothers and fathers who are aging, and we're trying to meet that need. And many of these people are unaware of the services they might get. So by getting the word out to all healthcare professionals, physical therapists at Cottage, St. Mary's, Bounce Back have been very, very supportive. We want to make sure those individuals out in the community know this opportunity is for them as well.
Yeah, and so maybe it can help keep with say a parent is taking care of that child, that adult child now, and the parent's getting older and get to the point where maybe physically they can't do it. Mm-hmm. Maybe this will help a situation where maybe that the child with the disabilities can stay at home a little bit longer because they're able to do more things.
Yeah, absolutely. We want them to tap into the community resources we have.
All right. Well, let's, Katie, talk a mm-hmm. little bit about some of the things they're doing. You mentioned that you know, the group, you got the volunteers that they get to play some games with. What other kind of activities are involved?
Well, we do a lot of exercises on our bikes that we have purchased. We have a rebounder. We do with weighted balls like that. Aerobics, stretching. We do a lot of stretching. Little dumbbells, stuff like that. Then we get them to the Y, and the Y has so many resources and stuff to use.
Katie's been so innovative because they do floor hockey.
Yes, floor hockey.
Bags, bowling.
Volleyball, basketball. What else?
One of my favorite things with the basketball is one of our individuals that lives in our group home is able to dunk the ball.
Yes.
Really?
So I tell you, the athletes from Knox and Carl Sandburg
are
so excited. Yeah. Because that shows how variable we all are and what our abilities are.
Yeah, and we're still all human beings no matter what.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's really cool. So Best Fit is the name of the program, a collaboration with the KCCDD, with DD Homes, the Y, also 708 Board of Mental Health. And that's been such a godsend, having that organization and that whole thing come to light, Marilyn.
Yeah, it really has been. And, you know, to know the citizens of Knox County support that with their tax dollars, we're very grateful. And at the same time, we know our responsibility to produce the results that we need to in our communities. And I think everybody that got a 708 grant feels the same way. But we have a lot of unmet, also mental health needs in the community. One thing that's great about Best Fit and increased exercise is we know that not only physically, but psychologically and socially and emotionally, it helps our clients. It reduces behaviors. It reduces hospitalization and rehospitalization. So we feel like it's good, a good investment, dollar wise.
Yeah, I mean, and I guess it's the same, you know, with you know, a young child that, you know, the more active they are, it mm-hmm. calms them down a little bit later, tires you out a little bit. And I guess same with all of us. We all need that movement to help, I guess, help us mentally as well.
Yeah, we know people learn better when they
right.
move.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Absolutely. Marilyn Holt and Katie Bertelson joining us this morning. Best Fit is the organization. All right. We'll talk about for somebody who might not, again, be involved with DD Homes, with KCCDD, and they maybe an adult that has that special needs child, adult child living at home. How would they go about getting involved with Best Fit?
Well, I would say that they could contact Katie Bertelson
yep.
here. And Katie, do you want to give them your contact number?
KCCDD or myself.
Okay. KCCDD.
My phone number is 309-344-2600, and it's extension 727, and you can just call me and we can get some information to you.
And you'll need to leave a message because Katie's on her feet running from morning till night, and she will return your call.
Speaking of exercise, she's always moving, right?
Yes, yes.
So again, you can contact Katie 344-2600. What was the extension again?
227.
227 to find out more information if you'd like to get somebody involved, or you know, and maybe not even if you're the parent, maybe somebody, if you're just hearing this, you know an adult parent with an adult child that can help. Now, is it, again, I guess I should ask, is this for just adult children?
Yes. Adults? It's for individuals over 19, 21, kind of in that end range. You know, the school system provides great interventions till about the age of 22, and that's where we identify that you know, inability to access regular exercise.
Yeah, and we mentioned the facilities and equipment at KCCDD, what you're doing at the YMCA, but also Bounce Back, AJ's Fitness Center, available as well.
Yes, and we try to segue that with, and many times we're also doing innovative kinds of programs called MOVE, which is to get and keep people with cerebral palsy and other neuromuscular diseases on their feet. So many times we will have them go for an evaluation and treatment to establish gait in the equipment called like a tram or a pacer that lets them stand with support and kind of eliminating a little bit of that gravity and risk for falling. And they establish the programs. And then that's also another venue we can use for individuals that need very specialized equipment.
Will there be a limit to the number of people that can join, or just kind of depends? I mean, as long as you got volunteers, especially the Y, I mean, you could probably handle a lot of people. Yeah, but you have 60 volunteers, that's helpful.
Yeah, as of right now, I have 155 individuals approved. So out of DD Homes, I'm pretty sure there's like
about 287.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we're getting there to get everybody approved.
And you know, the other support we've gotten is from Dr. Curry, who is the medical director and sees many of the clients that live in our group homes. And he's really been a champion for us. You know, you look at individuals that have pretty unique physical disabilities, and we do a brief evaluation, try to keep it kind of non-medical. And then he kind of looks at the risk benefits and helps also guide us in the choice of what we might do with that individual. But even the most impaired individual, we can find something they can be successful at.
Absolutely. Best Fit is the program. Is that an acronym for something?
No. Nope.
Yeah, that's just that.
We just did
name.
Best Fit, best exercise, best place, best time.
There you
and
go.
And that really goes down and drives down into that individual's needs, you know, trying to identify where would they best be served.
Marilyn Holt, the long-term care support, the regional director of therapy services, long-term care support, RFMS, with Dee Dee Holmes in that group, and Katie Bertelson, the director of Best Fit, the new program that is going on. What else? Anything else that we need to know about the program?
You know, I think that, you know, it's going to grow. And one thing I really have learned is once we introduce people to exercise and those that are going to the Y, many times they can go successfully with just another person with them or even on their own. You know, we understand the variability of function. We have some very high functioning adults that you can just take them to the Y and they can exercise once they learn what to do safely. And my most gratifying time is an individual with very severe cerebral palsy. And we had men come from the weight training room, the big men, and they worked with our individual. And he went into the big weight training room, and that was such a positive experience to be socialized, to be with other people. And that really is our goal, even more than the physical activity.
Yeah, that is a really cool thing. Yeah, just getting, you know, letting people be people, I guess, kind of what it comes down to. How about you, Katie? What I mean, I know this is keeping you running because it's you had to give up. another part of your career to do this, yes. But it's got to be coming from the heart, though, for you.
It is. It's definitely rewarding, especially when we get, you know, somebody that's in a wheelchair on the new steps, just to see their smile, just riding the bike for the first time and taking a step for, like, the first time, Jeffrey. You know, it's just, it's very exciting and enjoyable. It's a different experience from softball, you know, the competitive side. But it's just a job that I see going, growing very big, and everybody enjoys it.
Yeah, and we want to get everybody that's eligible to do it to get out and do it.
Yes.
It sounds like a great thing. Again, you can contact Katie 344-2600. The extension again is
227.
227, extension 227. 344-2600, extension 227. Is there anywhere else that people can find out information on it, on website or anything that...
They could go to DD Homes Network website and access information about Best Fit and contact people, and we'd refer them to Katie to get hooked up. Katie used a great song from Miley Cyrus called The Climb.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love the words, the struggles I'm facing, the chances I'm taking, sometimes might knock me down. Keep on moving, keep on climbing. Keep the faith. It's all about the climb.
Yep, it's the journey.
That's, that's what we've learned from our clients.
Yeah, absolutely. Really cool. So, yeah, and I guess for those that the volunteer and work with people, it kind of helps ground us as individuals as well.
You are absolutely right.
And make us know how blessed we are.
Right.
You know.
Yep.
Marilyn, thank you so much for your time this morning. Everything you did to get this program started, really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Tom. It's been a realization of a long-time dream.
Katie, again, thank you for what you're doing, and thanks for taking some time with us this morning.
Yes, thank you.